This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another, what I perceive to be a session of Sanity on the Regular Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, that's serious. You know what? I'm going to get this right one of these days. Give me some time. I'll work it through. Welcome to the Joe Messina Show, brought to you on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time. And the stations to carry the show, God bless. You know, wouldn't hurt you to call them once in a while, tell them you enjoy the show. Tell them you appreciate them carrying the show, and I mean that. Because, you know, there's all other shows that I could be carrying, and I appreciate them carrying mine. Really, sincerely. So it seems like the topic of the century is racism, or is going to be racism. But what bothers me more than anything else is the ever-changing definition of racism. Now, I could go all over the place and Wikipedia and this place, and it's really funny, depending on which one you look at. Webster has decided to update it. Why would you update it? Racism at its simplest level, right? Prejudice, discrimination, antagonism, directed against a person or people on the basis of their membership in a particular racial or ethnic group? Right? One that's marginalized or considered a minority. You know, it's funny, you call them a minority, and yet we do the most amount of work, or we change the most amount of rules, laws, processes for them. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't make changes. You've heard me speak. You know that wouldn't be true if somebody said that. But it's to what level do you make the changes? My argument with some of my colleagues on a regular basis on school boards is you are not going to make every child feel comfortable in every situation. It's not going to happen. And if you do that, you're going to ruin that generation. They need to have adversity. They need to have things that come up that make them uncomfortable, that they learn how to work through. And not by shooting up the place or beating up the person they don't like. Right? Now, I'm not going to go down that road. I'm not even going to give it any credence. Ultimately, if you think, whether you're white, black, Asian, whatever, if you think that your group, your race, your people are better than other people because they're black, or because they're what we refer to as yellow or red-skinned or whatever, then yeah, you're a racist. It's really that simple. Doesn't require, you don't even need a college degree to screw this up. It's really simple. Don't let them drag you all around the place. I got, you know, one of my colleagues said racism is when, you know, is the prevailing, the color with the prevailing power. Right? So if they have more power because of their color, then the other group can't be racist. So I'd like clarification. Somebody of color wants to call in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know you won't. You never do. You just complain afterward, like on Facebook and other places. So does that mean, like, Detroit, Baltimore, D.C. Does that mean that the blacks are racist? Because they run those places. They have the power in those places. Right? Let's just say it. Does it only go to color? Because one of the definitions actually says groups. Are the Democrats a group? Think about what they say about the black community. What they say, not the Republicans, not conservatives, but the Democrat Party. You're too stupid. Come on. I'm just using their words. You're too stupid to find a place to get an ID. That's what they're saying. You don't have the ability. What does that mean? And they don't say you don't have the ability to drive there. They say you don't have the ability to find a place to get your ID. And when you do a little digging, you find out how untrue that is. Even if you don't have a car, you got a phone. You know, heck, if you don't have an Obama phone, you were in a coma for those 8 years. Then they go to the rural people, not having the ability. You hear the rural, they can't get photocopies made. Right. I've yet to be to a county office or a city office where they didn't offer some kind of photocopying services. So it's a lie. It's a lie so that some of the uninformed, some of the ignorant, will sit there and go, oh my God, we can't do that to those people. If they can't get copy services, how can we hold them responsible? This is not good. I mean, think about it. I hear these people talking sometimes. As a school board member, I watch them talk about some of the issues online. They go, whoa, who told them that? Who informed you? This is why I say, you got to get informed yourself. Seriously. It just really, truly makes me crazy. Judd Dunning is going to join us in the after the break. And we're really going to hit it on, you know, you look at what's going on. You look at the Trump rallies, right? And you get Joe Biden rally. Joe Biden, the president of these United States, not really, kind of, sort of. Can't get. Come on, think about this. It's a hard time drawing 200 people there. And you just, I don't feel bad for him. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying it's quite interesting that he can't get 200 people there. And yet, Donald Trump can fill the place. And why does the left have to lie about the event the other night? We'll talk more about that later on, too. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, Prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts about to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, Donald Trump, I guess he turned everything on its ear at CPAC in Dallas. This is kind of weird. They've had CPAC on the East Coast, CPAC in Dallas. Hopefully, they'll eventually have CPAC here in Los Angeles. That would be nice, because then we wouldn't have to get on a plane for 8 hours with this mask or towel or whatever over you know, our faces or what have you. Judge Dunning joins me with Bullet Point Nation, and always appreciate his time with me on the show. Judd, thanks for being with me.
Joe, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip aren't quite working well this morning for some reason here.
You've got to put some Vaseline on your teeth.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to slap myself around like some of these guys do, and get everything working right or something. Hey, listen, you just came back from CPAC in Dallas, and isn't it interesting, because every year was always in D.C., and the reason behind it was, you had a lot of the legislators there or what have you. You think this is going to be continued, like East Coast and then Dallas, and I hope they cut. You think they'll come to the West Coast? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I do. And I thought about it. I was with some friends. I said, well, why are we doing CPAC again so quickly? And I went, I said, I think it's an essential echo chamber to fight the spiritual and, you know, philosophical battle of ideas of cultural Marxism against our country. And we can say, oh, it's just a bunch of right-wingers in Texas hanging out, talking about God, oils, and God. But, you know, it was actually, as I always say, it was a philosophical, grateful, non-left-hating, intelligent constitutional conversation. And I think we have to acknowledge that right now, when we don't control the executive and legislative branches, and hopefully we have some influence in the judiciary, that we need to keep stimulating the base to keep having those conversations, because we're tired after COVID. I think everybody wants to get back to work and get government out of our hair, but we can't, because government is making a full court press on our individual liberty. So I think that's why these are more important than they were.
Yeah, you know, Jed, the other thing, too, is again, you look at our people out there, and they see this as a fight against the left, if you would, or against communism or socialism. But you started going down that road, and I've been talking about it more and more on the show. Really, our Christian brothers and sisters have to understand this is a fight against good and evil. This is a fight, you know, against these forces, you know, the powers of darkness, as the Bible puts it. Because when you look at what they're pushing, people are focusing on the southern border or what have you, and those kind of things. When in reality, look at what they're teaching our kids. Look at what they call sex ed, what I call pornography. When you start looking at the illustrations and the things they're talking about, teaching your kids how to pleasure themselves. I mean, this is really an attack on our children. It's an attack on our foundational way of living, isn't it?
And you can't de-risk America, but you also can't de-risk adolescence. We need to trust our kids can make a few problems in the back seat of that Chevy or whatever it is, a Prius. You know, it's like we can't protect our kids. We don't need to prepare them with the details of sexuality. How about we prepare them with the details of morality instead? How about we teach, how about we tell them to stomp on the brakes and slow it down? I always say, listen, if you don't wait 6 months, kids, you're going to bring all that family's problems into ours. I'm like, find out what they're bringing into ours. Yeah, that would go back to like a spiritual concept and a higher cycle. And that's what conservatives do. We sit in the simple elements of, if you teach good, enduring values, rationality, and love, that people will be inspired to take the higher road anyway. We don't have to tell children how to navigate their sex at such a young age. I mean, we can tell them, generally, we don't want them to be in the dark so they take advantage. I think anything, kids need to be taught like a defensive strategy with all the sex trafficking that's coming. You talked about pornography. I mean, three things happened to our culture. One was social media. The other one was pornography. And the other one was the breakout of opioids and drugs into our youth. All those kids are dealing with stuff in the 80s. I mean, in the 80s, if you wanted perversity, you used to have to drive like 7 miles down to that little shack and sneak in to buy that tape or drop a quarter in a machine. Like, there was a shame to our culture. Now, a kid jumps on the wrong iPad, he's got life-changing views in his life. It's a serious issue. It's a very, I mean, we'll see what the long-term effects are. I've heard stories from my kids. They're now 21 and 22 about, how young men think they should navigate the intimacy world. And it is deplorable. That's actually deplorable. That's probably the only place we should say deplorable.
Well, yeah, they're kidding. But to your point, I mean, you think about it. We used to go to the video store, right? There was another room. It was a shameful room. I mean, right? You had to, like, maneuver around to get back there.
I never went, Joe. So I was just using a...
Yeah,
that was just hypothetical. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Right.
Of course, out of curiosity, you were wondering, and it would, remember back then it would destroy lives. Yeah, we saw Banker Jim coming out of the little yellow shack on 34th Street, you're just, yeah. No, but no. It's a different world. It's such a different world. And back to what we're talking about with children, right now, rather than values, it's critical race theory, right? It's the civility lessons of now the Jefferson Project on following the Lincoln Project, and it's pretty scary times.
Yeah, I more worry about the kids, because they're 6 to 8 hours, depending on the schools you go to and that kind of thing, you know, in front of the education system, and boy, are they getting an education. And, you know, one of the things I talk about on a regular basis in keeping in this arena is, you know, it's one thing that what they call reproductive health, but it's one thing when it was truly, it was, you know, reproductive education, sex education, not how to, but how the system works kind of thing. I didn't have a big problem with that, but man, they moved from simple sex education into how to have sex in no time, and it's not like it's in high school. It doesn't start there. It's almost like they're preparing them, grooming them, pushing them, enticing them, and they don't need it. They really don't. You know, colleges have this thing, you probably, Sex Week, right? Harvard has Primal Scream Week, which is all about letting your primal self out, if you would. I'm going, you don't need to teach that in college. These guys have got it down. They probably could teach you a couple things. But it seems to be, especially here in California, everything, legislatively, educationally, everything is about gender issues, sexual issues, gender orientation. Can we get back to reading, writing, arithmetic, or what?
You can't have exactly 52 genders, right, by the way. You can't have a healthy American dinner table in a socialistic world, because everything starts there, right? You know, I say it's parents, coaches, pastors, police, and presidents. There's a structure. But the dinner table is, you know, that place where, you know, if there are parents listening, which I know there are, you know, it's like, you know, force a prayer. You know, cut a prayer. We've taken prayer out of schools. We've taken, even if it's a divinity prayer, if you're not particularly religious, although, Joe, yesterday I was looking at, you know, how much religion in the United States right now. So in the 1990s, it was like 85% of people said they were Christian. We're at 70% right now.
We want to keep coming back for more. We'll be back in a minute.
Thanks, man.
I'll let the stats finish with Judd right when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Cuban exiles returned to the streets of Miami's Little Havana for the fourth straight day on Wednesday, calling on the U.S. government to support a recent protest movement in Cuba. The Cuban government has restricted internet and cell phone networks in the country, but some videos of violent suppression have emerged. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he's called on the Biden administration to bring the international community together to bring pressure on the Cuban regime and stop violent retaliation against protesters.
discuss these abuses, pressure or shame the international community into condemning and isolating that regime, and pressure them to be prepared to take action to prevent a massacre, a bloodbath, not halfway around the world, not in the Middle East, not in another continent, right here, 90 miles from our shores. A horrific bloodbath is what awaits if action is not taken and something like that does not happen.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. You listen to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure. Really, it really isn't working this morning. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You know, really, truly, a lot of you guys start spewing off. You think you have the information when you don't. And it really doesn't make us look good. So make sure you've got the information you need to move forward with. You've got your facts together. Yeah. Again, otherwise, we're nothing more than they are. What we're railing against, we're becoming. I've got Judd Dunning on with me, co-host of Bullet Point Nation. Judd, I couldn't get the title of my book right for, 6 months, so don't feel bad. Your book, 13 and a Half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal, is and How to Enlighten Others. I mean, my God, everybody should grab a copy of this book so you're sure you know exactly why you shouldn't go anywhere. I think you shouldn't go anywhere near a liberal. It's almost like a disease at times. It'll jump on you and you won't know how to get it off. So anyway, I appreciate you being with me today.
Yeah, no, that's great, Joe. And I'll just tell you guys, I got an easy way to get there. Newsmax/13, Newsmax/13, Newsmax/13. That's how you can buy the book. They were our backer, and that's exactly what you're talking about. We were talking about stats, by the way, during the break. I told Joe,
yep.
I said, I like listening to us. I would listen to because I love conservatism, and that's why we wrote that book. It's like, you don't know where you're going to start, but when you have these principles, and your stats.
Hey, there's no swearing on this show. What is this principle stuff? Nobody else.
Wait, listen, I was about to. I'm going to drop some F bombs in a minute. Faith, freedom, and family.
God bless.
That's how it is, right? Those words are all now trigger words. The NSA will now. It used to be terrorism. Now it's like, whoa! I heard freedom. We better track that person. All joking aside, who knows? When Biden comes knocking to check my vaccine status any minute. But I just want to finish what I was saying before the break.
Ahead.
And that is that it's an amazing study. We were like 85% Christian nation in 1993. Mm-hmm. But today, we're 70% Christian, but Judeo-Christian nation with our principles, separation of church and state. People need to understand what that means. Doesn't mean you ever stop being faithful. It just means that our government doesn't have one sole religion that is mandatory, essentially. But of the 27%, it's 73%, 27% of people who don't identify as Christian, 65% of them align with a soul and divine God or being. So we are a good country. And when we're using these principles of the left, and you talked about the shame at the beginning of the show, If you go back to the Garden of Eden, the original sin and the shame, the left is a shame-based party. You're a bigot because you are racist. You don't care about the climate because you're unconscious. You don't care about others because our progressive tax system that already works doesn't work. And you don't care about the poor and critical race theory. Everything that they're doing is to capture you with shame, get you off your center while you're tired after COVID, and then put you into their elitist plan where they know what is better for you. And that is the left in a nutshell. It's like shame, divide, and expand power because we know what's better for you. And it's not holy. And if our dinner tables in America aren't with our children, a little bit of prayer, a little bit of truth, then we're starting to lose the battle at that level. And I think that's what conservatives have to pay attention to.
Oh, no, I'm in total agreement with you. It's, you know, I've been presenting this biblical citizenship class on Saturdays, and so last week was the last week. And the people that were in the class, some of these people who consider themselves well-informed, I was amazed at how many of us don't know what our responsibility is, don't know what we should be doing, and our responsibility to our kids, to our communities, and what have you. We do need to get back out there. To your point, you know, there was even a tighter number that came out that said young people, because I'm old, between 22 and 35, only 43% of them saw a need for or even believed in God. And I thought, wow, what a change. You know, it was different. At one point, it was like, yeah, I do believe in God, but, you know, I'm really not interested in following him right now. Now it's gone from that to, yeah, I'm not so sure I even believe in God anymore. And, you know, without having some kind of belief system that's stronger than you being at the top of the food chain, I think that's a problem. Because there's nobody to answer to other than yourself, right?
Yeah, I mean, and you can go, what's funny, man, because I have I'm a Southern Christian that has a Buddhist wife and Jewish kids, which makes us Californian. It's a long story.
You must be from California.
She converted, and then she converted again, but the kids stayed Jewish. So I go to temple, and I go to church as well. And I go because I love the philosophical conversation of wisdom. And I can say one thing. I do think that if somebody is in the difference between moral absolutists, right, religious, divine people, usually conservatives, Neoplatonic people that are wise, there's something divine, and people who are secularist scientists who believe that it's a limited universe, is we start to live in a place that's not abundant. There's not enough for everybody. It's a limited resource, so people have to be aggressive and more competitive and less giving because they're running the show all by themselves. I look for people that are connected to a divine source, Muslims, Buddhists, I don't care what Wiccans, whatever, pantheists, whatever. As long as somebody has something greater than just, you know, the almighty I, you know, because this is we the people, you know, under a divine nation. And it seems to work pretty well.
Well, I think it's funny. I always joke that the Democrat Party, the Schumers, the Pelosi's, and what have you, they see themselves as the gods of Mount Olympus. Only, you know, they've had to change it to the gods of D.C., they really don't see anybody higher than themselves. They are the ultimate authority because they know what's best for you. They know what's best for our kids. They know what's best for everything. So just bow down and do what they tell you to do, and all will be well. It's kind of like the feeling I get from them when they talk. You know what I'm saying?
Look, there's a reason that Stalin, Mao, and Pol Pot were not capitalist conservatives. The power to tax is the power to destroy, and these people, and power corrupts absolutely, and the American leftist progressive hard elites are not living, have no desire to live under the laws that they're putting upon the people. And that's really, I mean, even Marxism at its highest level, if you go back to it, eventually, look how many people, Joe, it blows me away, how many people live comfortably under somebody else being in charge. Theocracy, dictatorship, socialism, communism, autocracies, plutocracies. But they're really, democracy is the uncomfortable, risky way where we have to rise or fall on ourselves. You know, and a lot of people want to take, like I said, you can't de-risk America. It's a fantasy, man. And these elites they're serious. You know, what is Bill, somebody asked me about Bill Gates the other day. They said, what do you think Bill Gates is kind of in this world order of Bilderberg, all the things we're talking about? I said, it'd be very easy when you get to that level of wealth to think that you generate what is good, not God. And, you know, we have to be suspect of people in power.
Yeah, I always am. I always am, especially the ones when you can tell when they're talking to you. They're talking at you. They're reminding you on a regular basis with the words that they choose that they are much smarter than you, much more informed than you are. And I also find it interesting that those people who have a boatload of money automatically assume they're smarter than you, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, it's just amazing to hear them talk and watch them put information out to a group or do a presentation on things that they have no knowledge on. Somebody had just gave them the presentation. They loved it and they ran with it. It's just amazing to me. Listen, let's get to the rallies. The rallies that Donald Trump is having, right? And even, I don't know if you caught this the other day, but I saw some media posts from, you know, from the lunatics on CNN, MSNBC, and that kind of stuff that said that he was greeted with boos at the fight the other night. And I heard, I don't know if you've heard any of the tracks, there was one or two, but it was all cheers. And they have to make this narrative to make themselves feel better.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? We focused on celebrity, but they cut Trump? Would they have cut Obama? Would they have cut Biden? Would they have cut Harris? No. I mean, the fact that ESPN, we paid $70 to watch that fight. The fact that ESPN decided that we shouldn't see an American cultural moment happening, an American cultural event, that they were the arbitrator. I mean, that really made me suspect of ESPN, CNN, I'll call them now.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I have friends that were there. They were like, hey, it was Trump chants and a standing ovation. And then they edited it out. Yeah, I mean, censorship is at its all-time high. I mean, AM radio seems to be the last bastion of where people can really talk.
You know, Judd, I'm glad you said this. What I've been trying to tell some of our colleagues is, look, stop beating your brains out with Facebook and Twitter. They're squelching your message. I mean, how smart is it really? When you know what they're doing, they're cutting your signal for all intents and purposes, and you still stay with them. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. You listen to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go far, people. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click Sunny-Bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Yes, we are. We're back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina's show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time. But listen, get involved, get engaged. If I'm not the guy that gives you the information, you don't. I'm not the one that floats your boat, as they used to say 25 years ago. Go find somebody who does. Go find somebody you can trust. Find somebody you can get information from. Because the reality is, you got to get informed. You can't. It's not that you can't do what we do. We get paid to sit here and look up these crazy stories and do some of the, you know, some of the digging, some of the research that you can't do. So find somebody. Get involved, get engaged, then open your mouth, then go to these school board meetings. I'm so excited by the fact that I'm watching parents finally step up, go to these school board meetings, call these legislators out, call these school board members out on things that they know is wrong. They're going with the flow because they don't want the aggravation. It's just dead wrong, and so it does my heart good to see the parents. Let me just get back to it. Judd Dunning joins me. He's an author of the book, 13 and a Half Reasons Why Not... I said not to be a liberal and how to enlighten others. And he's also the co-host of Bullet Point Nation. Judd, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure.
Always a lot of fun. And, you know, we were talking about the rallies, and frankly, when you look at how Donald Trump, and you know, people have to understand something. I'm not a total believer that, as some want to put it out there, that Donald Trump... They're in love with Donald Trump. They're worshiping Donald Trump. I don't believe that for a minute. I think what it is with people is, I think when he scared the left big time is when in his inauguration speech, when he said, today the power goes back to the people. I remember that stuck out to me like a trumpet. And that's the way it's been. And people see hope in him that they'll get their power back, that they'll get the freedom that our founding fathers, you know, gave us. Or I wouldn't say gave us, but made sure that it was protected. Do you see it the same way?
Absolutely. I just wrote an article for Newsmax based on this. Trump in Ohio depicts the collectivism of an anti-collective America. And what I was making the point is everybody thinks that we're a bunch of, like, mindless demagoguers that just are following this man. It's not the man. It's the message. It's the fact that he is – this guy, this wealthy, prior, pro-choice Democrat who used to support the Clintons, had a conversion in front of our eyes. And he's like, wow, you know, the deeper he got involved in this, that originally it sounds like was even kind of a – was a challenge for him or a joke. The deeper he got in, the more that he saw the problem. He's like, wow, we need to cut the federal registry and reduce our laws. Wow, we need to change our trade laws because we're taking care of all these, you know, paid relationships. Ah, we got to get rid of pork barreling. We've got to strengthen our military. Everything he kept doing was a, you know, individual liberty strong choice to support government and letting the citizen be bigger and government be smaller. And everyone's like, oh, thank goodness we haven't heard this. I mean, Bush wasn't doing it. He lost the plot at the end. Romney flipped over on us. McCain was just an old school rhino. And then, you know, there was so much power in Obama being the first black president and being such a dangerous ideologue that he rolled it back. What we thought was going to take 20 years, he did it in like a year. So, I mean, he was an amazing human being for us, but it doesn't make people who love Trump, you know, lesser creatures. And these rallies are 100 million of us going, hey, small government, individual liberty, small government, pride, let's be great, let's shine and be divine, as the Bible says. And it's just been, I think that's why these rallies continue to roll on. And they have to attack that because it doesn't fit the dialogue of a recalcitrant, institutionalized Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I know. You know, I don't think he really understood how deep the corruption ran in D.C. I mean, seriously, I don't think any of us really, until you saw what was happening, and some of us knew there was things going on with the quote-unquote deep state, but really how deep it went and to what levels it went and to the power levels that it went. I think it was, for some people, it was a rude awakening. For others, they still think it's a fantasy story, don't they?
Well, it wasn't any, exactly, because he wasn't crazy. He had to keep firing people again and again and again because he got into a contaminated system. And so all these different players, even Bill Barr, right? All these different players got to their point where, like, oh, I can't leave the system that much. Pence, Barr, a lot of the people, even the justices that he put in place, they weren't going to follow through all the way to take the risk of giving up being a career politician or career judge. Everybody had their point. And that was taking care of themselves. And, you know, Trump happens to be a businessman who wasn't a politician his whole life. So he was willing to leave it all in the court. And I think we saw a lot of people hit their limits.
Yeah. I you know, again, I look at that. People kept saying, oh, my God, the White House is in disarray. And I said, no, it's like a crack house over there. They get in there. They get this power or, you know, perceived power, if you would. And they run with it. And Trump is having none of it. And again, he finally ran that White House, and there might have been some turmoil. I'm not gonna say no, but he finally ran the White House like a business. And people don't realize they want to keep saying we're government. Okay, got that. But what's the difference really at the level we're at? It has to be run like a business from a standpoint. You've got to have a hierarchy. You have to have people doing their jobs the way they're supposed to, and you have to count on the fact that they're gonna do their job. Correct?
So. Yeah, absolutely, and I have to tell you, I have some insight on this. So I was listening to Brooke Rawlings at CPAC for the America First Policy Center, and she was talking about something that I'd heard twice from insiders. The first one was from Joel Pollack, who was there, who did How Trump Won at the very beginning of the White House. And he said when they were going crazy about the Electoral College and the votes, and there were riots, violent riots for Hillary Clinton, which people always repress now with January 6th out there, they were sitting there in a room with everything on a whiteboard saying, what policies can I turn over? Why? How does this free the Constitution? There was a team of lawyers, a team of advisors, And they were using the hate for Trump so in the background they could effectively do policy. And Brooke Rawlings said the same thing, said the more that Russia took off, we loved it, she said, because we in the background were able to use that distraction to legislate, to legislate, to legislate. But right now there's not a real distraction, and that is why it's so apparent that when you see 60-plus executive orders from the Biden administration, you feel the repression of what they're doing directly. Or when you see when they're trying to push through SR1 or HR4 and everything else that's not HR4, but the gun laws, when you're pushing everything through, then we feel it because we're seeing it. There's no distraction. There's no major distraction. But the left was generating all these, you know, impeachment one, impeachment two, electoral college challenge, Trump Russia. And they kept bringing up so many issues that they actually created a smokescreen of over 400 notable achievements by the Trump organization. So we as conservatives, just to bring that up, Joe, we have to think about that because sometimes even our own side is throwing out smoke. As you were saying, you have to read between the lines right now and figure out what's really going on because they have to play politics too.
Yeah. I say the same thing. You know, when you see mainstream media focus on a particular situation, look somewhere else. And because, you know, first of all, there's a lot more going on in the world, you know, other than Trump's foundation, because that's what you're hearing about now. Notice how Hunter Biden no longer exists. I was reading an article yesterday about how there were some famous paintings that were sold at auction, and they went for, you know, $200,000, and somehow Hunter Biden's is looking at about $500,000, $500,000. What was he? He was painting with a Coke straw or something like that. I don't even know whatever it was. But you know, you got to look away from the distractions because a lot of the news you're getting is distractions. At least that's how I feel about it. I mean, they're not going to tell you the truth. You can watch Newsmax. There's a couple of outlets that you can look at. But again, with any outlet, make sure that you're verifying their information as well. I mean, we're all somewhat affiliated with Newsmax and some of the others, but it's a true statement, isn't it? You've got to check your information.
Well, I think you and I wake up every morning, right? I have a new radio show now as well, and we wake up every day and we're like, do we want to perpetuate a problem by just throwing out some kind of simplistic red meat and get ratings? No, you want to continue to cycle back the truth. And there's a great app, which I'm going to pitch for. It's not you and I are related to it, but I love it. Ground News. It's an app, Ground News. And what I like about it is it shows the coverage left to right. It shows the blind spot of which side's covering it. And then when it has a story. And then below it, you can tap left and right. And then you can go to each, like Reuters or Huffington Post or Fox News, all the way through. And they're like 20 different versions of the same story. And what a neat, the people that did this, I'm using it all the time now. And sorry to shatter all the illusions out there to everybody that I'm just, you know, in the echo chamber of Fox News, which is now actually contaminated by Rupert Murdoch's children who are now, like, actually Fox News is losing the plot. So we have to look deeper right now because, you know, big tech and big media are money machines, right? The more they divide us, the more they distort us. But darn it, you know, people like Dorsey, these guys, they have an agenda.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question about it, which is they've got way too much power. I would say the same thing. We gave it to them, and I'm sorry. My personal opinion is the more you feed them, the more you hang out, the more you think you're going to beat them, they're going to beat you into the ground. They're going to hold your message back. You got to find terrestrial radio is where I'm focusing now because the social media world is so hard to break through, and it can squelch you in no time whatsoever. I lost 7 years of videos because YouTube decided one morning, you're done. And that was it. Channel was gone. Couldn't log in anymore. And nobody to fight with. So, Judd, tell people where they can hold you and listen to your show.
Yeah, thank you. Bullet Point Nation, bulletpointnation.com. You can see and find everything about us. We're on Newsmax. You can follow me at Judd Dunning on Twitter.
Joe, we'll see your host, Judd. Thank you so much. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the top of the hour.